some trust fund babies. Brooklyn loft by the bathroom. You said let's talk, but my confidence is wearing off. Well, these are my people, these are my friends. She grabbed my face and that's when she said,
It's 8:03. This is Rock of Ages, playing the best rock from the 70s through today. And this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
You, I feel a thousand different fears.
101.5 WMFO, that is Chicago. Only the beginning. Also, lovely the band with Broken, and we heard Puddle of Mud, getting into all eras there, here on Rock of Ages. We heard from 1970s, literally right on through a year or two ago. That's what this show is. It's called Rock of Ages. We're playing the best rock from all eras. Classic rock of the 70s, new wave and rock from the 80s, pop rock from the 2000s and today. All the album rock that you used to listen to before there were no album rock radio stations anymore. But you can hear it every Thursday morning, 7 o'clock here with Ron LaRussa. And I'm actually going to stay on a little bit longer today. You know, good music comes to you in very mysterious ways. And this next band I heard when I was in a bar in Kendall Square. I was playing pool, and it came on the PA system. And you know how sometimes a song will just stop you cold in your tracks? And I heard this, and I loved it. And I asked the bartender who it was, and it turns out it was a local band called Helicopter Helicopter. And they were in Boston for a while. Then they went out to L.A. I think they changed their names or whatever. Never got it big, but just really like good music, and you're going to hear it now. This is Helicopter Helicopter, 91.5 WMFO.
Ghostly smoke hangs above our heads. As you move slow from place to place, your tongue is dry, your ears they ache, your eyes are cold, your skin is dead. A dream, silky and sweet, king of nothing, queen of born. You wish that you had never been born. You wish for nothing, you wish for sleep.
90.5 WMFO, that's the Cranberries in a song called Joe. And we heard Helicopter, Helicopter. Local band, at least they were, then they moved out to LA. And that song is called Talented Socialites. This is Ron LaRussa with you. It is 8:17 in the morning on your way to work or school this morning. And you're listening to Rock of Ages. We do it every Thursday morning here, and we play the best rock from all eras. One fun thing to do, I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to go to East Boston and park your car near one of those parks that they have and literally sit right under the airplanes as they take off and land at Logan. And it's a really cool thing to do. And I know folks who do that fairly regularly. But there are some folks who are annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to be going overhead on certain days, and particularly in the towns west of Boston. And they seem to be affected greatly by the increased noise and vibrations due to the FAA's policy called Highway in the Sky. That means on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan, and I think it's their runway 33L, it just goes on four narrow paths over very specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath. So there are neighbors who are trying to change it, and they're asking you to file some complaint with Massports. And if you're interested in that issue, and if you think it bothers you and you live in one of those communities, visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. This is a public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. 8:19 WMFO.
Here's a truck stop instead.
That is REM at 91.5 WMFO. And that is all for me, Ron LaRusso. Thank you for listening this morning to Rock of Ages. With a little luck, fingers crossed, I will be back here next Thursday morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. Music rolls on here. 91.5.
Oh. Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
for them, I don't know why. Guess I got too much trust. They pretending that they know me. They're trying to fool me, acting like we're homies. But I just want someone that knows me. Got my back like a shadow. Why do you break me? Don't you know it hurts? Why do you take me for granted? Aren't I worth more to you? More to you? Aren't I nothing to start with, so don't you think that it's my fault if I'm feeling this hard and you try to make me feel small. But you cannot contain me, I swear I used to have faith in you, but I was too patient. Why do you break me? Don't you know it hurts? Why do you take me for granted? Aren't I worth more to you? More to you? Aren't I worth more to you? Me, cause I'm fragile, I'm crumbling. Wanna make music, y'all pump it, and you'll laugh at me, then laugh at me. I don't understand, but it's bound to be what it's supposed to be. I just want someone that knows me, knows me, knows me.
Yeah. good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I feel happy of myself.
Well, stop it!
I love unsolicited phone calls. They come each and every day. And each unsolicited phone call is a ball in its own special way. When from my voicemail I hear, my offer just might expire. Though they play hard to get, I know they'll call again. Come tomorrow, come tomorrow. I love unsolicited phone calls. Can't believe I get them for free. 'Cause I love unsolicited phone calls, and I think that they're mad about me. I cannot think of a time I wanted anything more than to calmly discuss politics on the phone with a stranger, with a stranger.
Hello? Hello! I'm sorry, I think there's something wrong with my headset. Just 1 minute. There, now I can hear you. By the way, this call is being recorded. I'm calling from a company that you've never interacted with based on the assumption that you are on the hunt for new health insurance or something else you aren't interested in. So sit through the rest of this message in the hope that there will be a button you can press that will put you on the Do Not Call list, which totally exists!
I love unsolicited phone calls, though I'm worried that I've answered my last. For Greenpeace just gave me a phone call, and something inside of me snapped. And I said, I'm not trying to ignore, but I regret to inform that Addison Love passed away. But he called me from beyond the grave just to give me the words I should say.
Pardon from our crimes. In
your love in gracious ways. I could spend the rest of my days. Well, but sadly it was after I left that it crossed my mind that the girl of my dreams was a girl I just left behind. Oh, and I wanna see your face again. Oh, honey, please forgive me, oh, for going on my way. Oh, and I wanna see your face again. Oh, darling, I am longing for our sweet embrace. Oh, darling, I am longing for our sweet embrace.
Thank you. Massachusetts night, sleeping like a dog. She's half an hour late, she always takes that long. When she pulls up, she got a new tattoo. It's like a hurricane, and it's totally true. Sandpaper voice and a diamond stud nose. The deeper and deeper I fall, she's wide, and she loves the Massachusetts night. Yeah, she's wide, and she loves Massachusetts, Massachusetts night. She's a lover and a fighter, a drinker and a driver, and I'm all alone even when I'm beside her. That I want her, the tighter I hold, the faster she goes. This is why, and she loves a Massachusetts night. Yeah, she's why, and she loves Massachusetts.